Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as
fuck. We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On the invite.
Broadcasting from the Railhead Station Studios here in colorful Colorado. It is another edition every Monday night live. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Ace Train Show. Here, our only mission is to show veterans that our mission is to show them all. Man, I screwed up already.
Ron.
Hey, look,
track home, we're, folks.
We're here to show all of our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
And I'm Rob.
And thank you so much for riding with us. All right, so for some reason, the only technical issue that we have had, and I don't know if it's Facebook or Skype, but unfortunately, Rob, your picture isn't showing like it's supposed to.
It's all right. I got a face for radio, brother. That's okay.
So you know what? This is what we're going to do. While we're on the music break, I'm going to take a very beautiful picture of you, a pre-recorded picture, and I'm going to post it in Skype so everybody that is tuning in can hear.
Hopefully it's a picture of me in a stylish pair of U.S. Army Ranger panties.
Hey, we can do that. You tell me which one, and we'll make sure that happens. So,
or what we call not family friendly.
Well, you know, I knew something was going on because I'm like, we got this. Don't even worry about doing the sound check because
checks, we're professionals.
Yeah, we're professionals. We don't need to worry about doing the sound check. And the first time that we don't do a sound check, and of course, it doesn't work.
Well, you know, so hey, man, that's how the industry goes. We're all right. There are still people cruising across this great nation listening to us right now.
Well, the some things that we did different, just so everybody knows, some things that we did different on today's episode is we didn't do the sound check because we thought we were good, and we didn't do the promo, but if you missed what we're doing the promo, Rob, I'm going to go ahead and let you tell everybody what our itinerary is today so that they're up to date since they didn't see the promo.
Sure. So, okay, cool. So, let's see. We have our tribute to troops. Do you have the name for me? I didn't get the name from the tribute to troops. Or did you send that to me?
Well, yeah, I sent it to you yesterday, and you said you was going to do some research on them. But
You're right. Let me scroll through.
No, that's okay. Sergeant Cameron A. Medoc.
Yes, and she just died, what, 3 weeks ago?
I believe, unless I got the wrong picture.
She just died recently.
It's a man.
Oh, excuse me. Man, we are not good at this today then, huh? So I'll take that 1 point. Other things we're going to talk about are I think we've got some phone calls that are going to come in today. We're going to make a couple of phone calls. I also believe that we are going to, and you never know who could be on those phone calls.
Isn't that the truth?
Set your recording devices, folks. And we're also going to talk about some of the ways that people are dealing with the lockdowns that we've got going on right now, and how some people are not dealing with some of these lockdowns that we got going on right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you brought that up because, well, you met him the other day, but when we went to Dirty Dogs Roadhouse just to have a bite to eat, they've been doing this program, two meals, four meals, and evidently because of all the rules and stuff, and we're gonna talk about that in the Facebook Live discussion you was talking about earlier. You had mentioned, well, you know, let's talk about how crazy these rules are. And I need to talk with Bikers Down. I need to talk to them because one of the owners that provides a lot of stuff for the biker community, evidently, he's having some issues with the police and stuff. And I'd like to get an interview with them just so that we can find out, like, you know, we already know what people are going through. But do we know what the businesses are going through? You know what I mean? We got to remember not to be, I don't want to say selfish, but kind of selfish. We got to remember to look at both sides of the coin. Because even though we have some people that are having issues, there are some businesses that are having issues too because of this whole epidemic. They're not bringing in money. Me and you were talking about it when we met Sunday. The radio stations, they're hurting because there's no advertisements or anything going on.
Yeah, marketing has been brought to a standstill. I do a little marketing for a couple different businesses myself, and a lot of those businesses, they don't have customers to share content with. It's they don't have anyone to market to. A physical therapy office I work with, a law office I work with, a couple of different gyms. You know, there's just no one to market to right now. Combine that with think it through. Some of the not-for-profits are suffering horrifically because people are out of work, so they're not making donations. So a lot of those not-for-profits are not getting donations that they normally survive on.
Exactly. I mean, right now NBR is okay, but you know, I don't know if how NBR is going to be in the next 2 or 3 months. And just so you know, since our Skype video thing isn't working, I made sure to take a picture of you and post it in our little video thing. I don't know why Skype isn't posting the picture, but you even said when you called me, you couldn't see a video of me.
No, usually I can see a video of you, and I get a logo or something, and I don't even have that. Instead, I'm just looking at myself, which that's going to make for a long 2-hour broadcast, is all I'm saying. If I got to stare at my old self for the next 2 hours,
yeah, that's okay. On when we go on break, I'll try to fix it. So
listeners appreciate it.
Yeah. So with that being said, I know one of my friends, he said that he was gonna call in and he was gonna give us some crap. Madcap said that, so we're fixing to find out. But go ahead and read the – did you already – yeah, you read the itinerary off, didn't you?
Yes, sir. We talked about it. Yep. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
All right. And the two-minute warning, we will preview who we have next week, and we will explain what we learned today and in today's episode, and just giving you a real quick one – who we have next week is I can't pronounce his last name, so I'll let you introduce him. It's Joe.
Oh, Professor Joe Rozic. Yeah. That's who. Yeah, that was an awesome interview. Talk about a guy that's all about the veteran community. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think I misspoken. It's the book author that we're going to have on the 20th, because the book comes out on the 21st, and Joe is at the end of the month. My days are messed up. I said something to my wife the other day, and she's like, "Joel, this is April." And I'm like, oh, wow. I'm way off. Thankfully, Comcast didn't shut my stuff off.
I'm gauging my week by what Zoom conference I have to participate with that day. So, like, I have two or three different webinars tomorrow, so I know that tomorrow is Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. That's real good. Luckily, the meetings that I've had to have hasn't been time yet. I don't know what we're going to do with this whole academic, but hey, everybody, if you're just tuning in now before we go on a music break, I hope everybody had a happy Easter. I don't know if everybody's, like, every religion, do they celebrate something other than Easter? Like, I know for Christmas, it's not Christmas. It's Happy Hanukkah for the Jewish. Share some knowledge with me.
I could be wrong, but I think right now is Passover. If you are Jewish, please feel free to call us and let us know if that is. Hey, Joel, you want to hand out the number while we're talking that through?
Yeah, sure. Like it shows on the Facebook screen. And if you're listening to the new MBR app, that number is 720-619, like Rey Mysterio, 0627. And that's basically 0MBR.
So. Where are we going with that? Hang on a second. You gave me a thought. I had a thought.
Okay.
You asked me to do something, and what was it you asked me to do? I don't remember. Anyway, I don't remember what you asked me to do.
We got a long program, so if you don't remember now, you'll remember later. That's the way I look at it.
Right? Yeah.
But we have a great show planned for you guys. And me and Rob have been really working hard to we've been working hard to, you know, bring in some funny content.
We have. Yes, we have. And I think we've done quite well at that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, somebody replied here that, you know, well, other than not having a church open, we have a decent one. You know, I'm going to stress this out to churches. If you can get an FM transmitter, the FCC has kind of has been lenient so that you can broadcast if you have cars and stuff in the parking lot so that you can go to the church. Somebody can sit there and broadcast right on there. I've had several churches reach out to me asking me about having a broadcast here on MBR, and unfortunately we already have a church that we sponsor in that same method. And, you know, I haven't even talked to my board, but it might be one of those things where we might have to have some more churches, especially if they're ministers in the military, because MBR is for the military, point blank. It's for military and civilians, but it's for MBR, it's for military as well, most definitely. And we will cater to them. That's just how it is. So, here we go, everyone. So we're going to go on our first music break, and while we're on that music break, I'm going to try to round with Rob and see if we can get this video thing started. Chris East provided our music today. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Hey, this is Jesse James Dupree from Jackal, and you are listening to the H-Train Show, so crank it up.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA, and Rob has a special guest on the phone. I'm gonna go ahead and let him introduce him since this he's Rob's scheduled. He's been helping out, and he's got a high profile guest on the other line. So I'm gonna let him introduce him.
Do we get to see those hands again, H? That was pretty good. That's jazz hands if I've ever seen them. On the line today with us, we have Patrick Neville. Patrick was an Army officer. I'm going to let him tell his whole story. But he is currently the minority leader for the Colorado. Are you there, Patrick?
I am.
So let's start off with, tell us your Army story. How did you come to be an officer in the United States Army?
Oh, goodness. So actually, I always wanted to serve in the military, and then met a Navy commander while I was in high school who convinced me to go in as an officer. So I worked my own way through college and then actually did OCS through the Army to become an Army officer. And so I did that and served in Sauter City and served with a lot of great NCOs. And now I've gone on the downward cycle of, professions. So I went through the highest profession of it, could be considered being a soldier, and now I'm a politician. So here we are.
That's pretty harsh, man. That's kind of hard on yourself. I get it. So you were an ROTC guy?
No, I was OCS. So.
Oh, OCS. Okay. Oh, you went to OCS. Where'd you go to OCS?
And then, went to through OCS and. It was kind of the OCS. I loved OCS because it was a unique experience. I learned more from the people going through that with me than I ever learned from my cadre or the instructors. I learned more from the people that had been prior enlisted for years. So it was a great model.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody's an example. Sometimes a good example, sometimes a bad example. I totally get it. Are you no longer in the United States military? You didn't join the National Guard or the Reserves or anything when you ended your term?
No, that's correct. I actually got medically discharged. It was a tough decision. I had a lot of officers that wanted to keep me in play. They liked what I was doing, and then when I started seeing my friends get pink slips because the Army was downsizing, I said, you guys can't keep hiding me, and I've got some major lung issues. I've got about 60% lung capacity, so for me it was time to go.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's tragic. I'm sorry to hear that. Isn't that always the way that the military loses the best people for reasons unforeseeable and things you can't do anything about? So that's a bummer to hear that. So, of course, this show, we talk about things that beyond the VA. This is a show about veterans and what they can do after their military service. So take us along a quick walk on your political journey. How did you get to where you are?
Right. So, I don't think I can do a quick walk, but I'll give you a long walk. I think for me, it was honestly, as I started getting out, I was working this program through the military IDS program where we were involved with the USGS, and the USGS like tasked me to basically reduce their space, reduce their footprint. And I had a lot of good like projects put forward, and then I found that all the projects I put forward were actually the bureaucracy said that, no, we want some other project that takes a 20-year payoff instead of the projects that I was putting forward that would take a 2-year payoff. And I saw the kind of bureaucracy and corruption involved in the USGS, and I was just like, I'm kind of fed up. And so I actually had to quit my job because I was hatched and decided to run for office. And that's where I'm at now. And I think, for me, it's like is bigger than that, because when I was in the Army, like, I had that sense of purpose, right? You know, the strong Army values that we all have.
Right.
And quite frankly, as I started, like, working in other professions, I didn't have that purpose, but I've got it again being in politics.
Okay.
Well, you are my elected representative, so I appreciate you having that sense of purpose again. That means a lot to me. Sincerely, it does. For those who don't know, the way that I met Patrick, I was walking across a parking lot and saw his veteran plate on his car, and I just reached out and said, hey, you know, thanks for your service, stuff like that, and that's how we met each other. So yeah, again, thank you for your service in the United States military, and thank you for your continued service to the American people, sir. I sincerely appreciate it. Joel, what do you got, man?
You know, the only thing, you can still hear me, right, Rob?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect, because I can hardly hear myself. That's the reason why I was asking. I don't know if it's if it's the internet or what. But so with today's society, with everything going crazy, I'm sure you kind of have to wear two hats. You have to wear, you know, I have a life hat, and you have to wear the political hat. With everything that's going on with this COVID-19 virus, how has it affected your life in the, say, the political world, and how has it affected your family life just in general? Because I'm sure that has to be somewhat hard.
Oh, definitely. So COVID-19 has definitely affected my family. I mean, of course, I've got two older kids who are in school now, and then I've got a younger one who was in daycare that we pulled out since then. The two older kids, like the oldest kid, it's kind of fascinating because the oldest kid has actually been doing her homework. She gets it all done by like 11 o'clock. It's amazing. And so we actually like looked internally and said, let's have her teach our youngest child. And she is, like, I'm you know, popping in sessions, and she's teaching her, like, she's 3 years old, and she's teaching her how letters sounds and phonics and stuff like that. And it's pretty fascinating. Our middle child, like, takes a little bit longer to go through stuff. But for me, it's, you know, there's obviously a lot of questions day in and day out being the House Republican leader, from different members of what's going to happen, what's the next future step look like. I mean, literally, I was on a conference call with the governor at 3 o'clock today and trying to give him my input on how we can better respond to the situation. So, I mean, it's definitely chaotic, but again, I have that sense of purpose that I had in the Army.
Right. In the I don't know if Rob knows why I kind of asked that question, but the reason why I was asking that question is because, and I didn't tell you about this, Rob, but from my home state, I guess there's a Mayor Brant Walker that evidently they were having some kind of a special event, a public gathering, after the governor ordered some of the states, all public and private gatherings of any number of people occurring outside a single household or living unit was prohibited, and his wife was at this public gathering, so now he's on fire with his wife going against the rules, you know, because, I mean, me and Rob, we were just on a motorcycle bike ride Sunday, and we went up this hill, and I was telling Rob, I see more bicyclists out right now than I have in the past. So, you know, I know a lot of people right now is going through, you know, the you know, just going about, you know, bicycling and stuff like that. And then I didn't know if you was having that same issue with your family, you know, because normal people, they're not high profile. They go and they do stuff, and then with you going out and doing stuff, or your wife going out and do stuff, I don't know. Sometimes I think you guys are held to a higher pedestal than normal people. That's why I was asking how it had affected you and your family. That's the reason of the question.
I mean, without a doubt. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, I take a look at it, and I see what's happening throughout the country and throughout our state. I don't think what we've done in the state of Colorado is the right approach of doing these edicts and these there was a story in Brighton, yesterday, I think, where literally a dad was playing t-ball with his daughter and his wife, so three people in the same household, and this dad got arrested by, four cops.
That was in, Brighton or something, wasn't it?
It was Brighton, yeah. So if you want to talk about social distancing standards, that is, the worst. The cops actually violated his social distancing. And so we're not doing it right. We don't have the trust of the people. And that's been what I've been telling Governor Polis over and over, is that we actually need to give them metrics. What kind of metric are we trying to hit here? Is it the rate? We're trying to decrease the rate of new cases? I don't know. I got off of the call with him earlier today, and I think that's what he's trying to do. But we're going back and forth on all these different issues, and it seems like we're getting mixed information from the federal government to the state government on down of whether or not, is it okay if I take my dog for a walk? Do I need to have a mask if I take my dog for a walk? it's just unfortunate. The confusion and the consternation with the citizens is unfortunate, and I think it's because we haven't given that clear guidance and that clear goal.
Agreed. And our nation has never been in a place like this before, at least not to my knowledge. I'm a little bit of a history buff, and I can't name a time where our nation has had to endure something to this extent. So, yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from. To bring it back just a little bit, if someone wanted to follow in your footsteps, say I'm getting ready to leave the United States military. It doesn't matter what branch, other than the Coast Guard, because we know that's not really a branch, right, Joel? And my thought was, I want to run for an elected office. A, would you recommend that? And B, how would someone go about getting started with that?
So I'd say, A, I don't recommend it unless you get that clear calling. So for me, it was actually, it was a clear calling from my God, my pastor, my wife, everyone else, that this is the direction I needed to go. So don't do it unless you get that clear calling, because it's not easy. It's not an easy route. And then I would say, B, if you do it, do it wisely. Don't just totally – I get kind of annoyed by a lot of different military people out there that just rely totally on their veterans' credentials. You got to actually talk about what you think about policy and put that out there. So, I mean, there's a lot of folks out there that – I could talk about every speech I give, I could talk about have a bronze star, but that doesn't actually resonate with the people. So you actually got to get informed about the policy and be correct and read on that, and then move forward.
I love that answer. I love the whole your veterans' credentials. We talk about that all the time. It was a snapshot of your life. Don't make it your whole life.
Right. Now, and I like that because, I don't remember who it was, but just because you have a Purple Heart doesn't mean that you would be a good president.
Right. Well, there's a couple jokes there. But,
we try not to get political on this show, but that's my opinion. You've told us a little bit about, your journey of letting others know, hey, look, just because you're good at John Madden football doesn't mean that you'd be good as a coach, kind of thing.
But I would be, just so we're tracking. John Elway.
Right. I was really good at leading convoys into Solder City, but that doesn't make me a great state representative.
Right.
What makes me a good state representative is I can actually extract from the experiences I had in the military, and I realize from being in the military, especially being an Army officer, that I don't have all the answers on every single subject. My job is to actually find out who the experts are on different subjects, glean the right information. And there's, again, we always talk about experts and experts, especially right now with COVID-19.
Right.
We got to hear from the experts. But there's several different experts out there, and we got to glean that right information and make a correct decision and move forward on it. And that's what I try to do as a legislator, and that's what I did as an Army officer. It made me successful in both.
Now, you know, when I asked the question earlier, I know that it was like long-winded, and I didn't exactly know how to ask it. Rob didn't cut in because I don't think he knew how I was trying to ask it. But do you feel yourself that your family's kind of held to a double standard compared to like normal people that isn't holding a seat in an office?
I guess I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I guess I'll just give you examples. Like, okay. My family's threatened, it seems like, every 6 months to almost monthly. I mean, even my little daughters are threatened by crazy people out there who are involved in politics. So, yeah, it's a bit of a sacrifice from that perspective. But my family also doesn't want that to change how I vote or how I do things. They're just as much invested as I am. So,
right.
It's tough. Well, I mean,
that's mind blowing to hear.
You see your 4-year-old and, 8-year-old kid getting threatened. You're like, what? Like, what crazy jerk would do this? But at the end of the day, I've got the entire support of my family, and we bought a really big dog this last summer, who's gotten really big since then. So, and of course, everyone probably knows my second moon stance. So, if you want to threaten my family, probably not a good idea.
What kind of dog do you have?
I've got a giant schnauzer. He's about a year old, and he is very protective of any family member, and he doesn't much like strangers. So, but you'll have to deal with him, and then after that, you're going to have to deal with several people in my family.
Wow.
And several of my neighbors, and that's what's cool, too. Like when my family was threatened, like, we had this great program. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but Abel Shepherd, Jimmy Graham does it. He's a retired Navy SEAL. He does this program called Abel Shepherd, and he came out to my house and did a site survey and did some training for my wife and I. And gosh, we just got such a good group of people here in Castle Rock specifically, but throughout the state of Colorado, that really band together and solve these problems. And good luck. Good luck if you want to threaten my family. It's not going to work out well.
That's all. Well, Rob has a dog. I haven't met him yet. I wasn't greeted the other day with the the privilege of meeting him, but that's coming. And then I have three dogs myself, though. That's why I was wondering. I always do say, though, Rob, that I wouldn't trust anybody if they don't have dogs themselves, or if dogs go up to them and then they start barking
Agree.
For no reason. It was probably a good indication why that person shouldn't be trusted. So since you have a dog, I trust you automatically right now, just so you know.
Well, I mean, we never had a dog in the past because we have allergies in our family, but the giant schnauzer is actually hypoallergenic, so he's a big dog. Like, he's, like I said, he's 11 months, and they don't finish growing until they're 18 months.
Wow.
And I think we haven't, of course, because of everything going on, we haven't been able to weigh him, but he's got to be at least 95 pounds, probably pushing 100.
Wow.
He's a big boy, and he loves, it's great, because my 3-year-old can just sit there and jump on him and play all over him, and he doesn't move. But then if we get a stranger in the house that he doesn't know, oh my gosh, he does not like it one bit.
That's awesome. That is completely awesome. Well, you answered the question that that I wanted to know. And I wanted my listeners to know. I guess the easier way of asking that question would have been, does your family ever feel like they're walking on eggshells because of your position? And you kind of answered that. So I really appreciate that. You know, I think sometimes in today's life, when it comes to stars or when it comes to high-profile people, senators, presidents, we forget that they are human beings.
Well, you're giving way too much credit there.
Absolutely.
I'm certainly not a star or high-profile, but thank you for that. But I'm certainly not there.
But we're running out of time. We're coming up to that that what we call it, the time to shine. And Rob, I'm going to let you introduce that question. So guess what time it is, Rob?
What time is it, Joel?
It's the time to shine.
Hey, Patrick, first of all, I sincerely appreciate you coming on and giving us such a generous amount of your time. I know you're a busy guy and a family man, so I really, really appreciate you coming on and give us this chunk of time of your life. Hey, there may have been something that we didn't get to ask you. There may have been something that we didn't get to talk about. There may have been something that H and I missed. If you'd like, please take the next few minutes and tell us something. You'd like to take your time and tell us if we missed something.
I can't think of it.
Was that good an interviewer that we hit all the points?
Yeah, no, seriously, it was a lot of fun.
How can people reach you? How can people reach you? There are people listening all over the globe. There are deployed soldiers right now listening to this program. How can they reach you?
I'd say patrickforcolorado.com.
That's your website? Cool. All right, I like it. Yep. Are you on any social media platforms?
Yeah, Twitter is patrickforco. And then Facebook is Patrick for Colorado.
Excellent. All right. I appreciate it very much.
F-O-R very much.
All right. Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed this interview, that's okay. You can catch it on the podcast that comes on right after the show ends. Once again, we've been talking to the Republican Patrick Neville. That's how you say his last name, right?
Neville. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Woo woo. Okay, I got. I butcher people's names, and I'm not even a butcher.
So proud of you.
Okay, everybody. So there you have it. We thank you to. Are you there, Rob?
No, I'm not.
Well.
That was an awesome interview, man.
It was. And, Rob, unfortunately, like during the music break or whatever you want to call it, your picture's still not showing up.
I mean, my Kool-Aid.
Well, your picture's still not showing up.
Lucky for the radio life. Look at them. No, I have no fears that I will end up with a career in television.
Oh man! Well, it just stinks because you can't see the video of me. So
the high for today will be 70. The low will be a 43 in the greater Denver metro area.
Oh, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we wanted to come back and let you know that we're still trying to work on Rob's picture.
And, you're trying to work on it. I could care less.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, we'll still continue to hit that rabbit hole for everybody else. We're going to go on a music break. And ladies and gentlemen, we need more video commercials, nonprofits. We will play your video commercial for free. Businesses, a small price. Rob will work that out with you. But we need more videos. I've had several people text in, hey, I'm watching on YouTube or Twitch. If I hear this voice over one more time, I'm going to flip my lid. I'm like, yeah, right now, go ahead and listen to the app. We can't play music on the stream, unfortunately.
So you know what we should do?
Okay.
H-Train karaoke. Karaoke.
Yeah, right? There
During
we
the
go.
Break, like we could all do a sing-along or something, look like Shrek's wedding scene.
Maybe.
It's just a thought, man. I'm constantly evolving the radio gig. You know how it goes.
Well, listen, everybody, we're going to go on a music break. And when we come off of that music break, we're going to hit into me and Rob's favorite segment, the What The segment. And I'm just waiting for Madcap because I know he's going to call in and give us crap. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. Okay, and we are back. And ladies and gentlemen, we had our, what is that now, like third mishap now?
Come on, man. Who's keeping track?
We totally are. So if you don't remember this, you can win a t-shirt if you correctly guess or keep track of the correct number of mishaps we have throughout the show. And I just got one of the t-shirts, and they're sweet, dude.
Let's, yeah, you are totally going to have to take that mishaps because – You never called. It was 7 o'clock. We're trying to figure out the Skype thing, so that he could see the video, and I still don't think that the Skype thing is working because I'm looking and it's not on. Yeah, it's not there, man. I think we're gonna have to give up the Skype thing.
I agree. Let's just, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's call them and let them know that they just needed to just turn off their app. Hello, right. Skype. This is the H-Train Show. Yeah, we're going to have you go ahead and get rid of your app. Is that cool?
Right?
I'm down with it, man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, check this out. It is that time. It is the What The segment. Oh, hold on a second. So that whole time, nobody was hearing us on video, so we probably lost a lot of video people because
I'll bet not.
Okay, so there we go. There's that mishap on me. So I'll go ahead and take that. But
number 4.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the What The segment.
Those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. Yeah. You see the cobra?
Yeah, what is this one?
Oh, this? Uh-huh. That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No. Way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the... Oh, there we go. There's the What The segment. I keep muting myself, and I don't know why, but...
Makes for good radio when you mute yourself.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, I'm sure. I just keep hearing... maybe that's why. I got to turn this down a little bit. I kept hearing echoing in my ears, so I don't know if I'm doing something wrong or what. I just want everybody to be able to hear me very well. Oh, hold on. Hey, I think we have a caller. Yeah. Hello? Caller? Hold on a second. We have a caller.
Well, that doesn't happen very often. I hope it's somebody good.
I know, right? Caller, are you there? Let's see here.
They're calling on the phone, right?
They are. And they haven't hung up yet.
Well, that's got to be good.
So that's good.
Better than family.
Hello? Hello, no caller.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, Hello, caller. One more time, and I'm just going to hang up because they're not answering. Hello? You're listening to the H Train Show.
Are you talking to me? Hey!
Well, you know...
Are you talking to me?
Well, listener, it sounds like you really need to, you know... Get on. We were about ready to hang up on you. You need to listen to your radio. You're listening to the H Train Show. Who are we talking with?
You are talking to goddamn Carol Baskin. That's who you're.
This is the H Train Show, and you need to calm down the cussing. We're FCC regulated. What can we do for you, Miss Baskins?
Well, let me tell you something. Okay. I'm going to have to interrupt all y'all right now because I am goddamn Carol Baskin, and I got a lot to say. And you talk so goddamn slow, man.
Oh,
I need to get my whoa. Hold on, I need to get my 2 cents in here before you call the close this train wreck you call a show.
Oh,
Joe
okay.
was heard. Yeah, Joe was heard here last week, so I wanted you to know my side of the story now. You don't believe that bearded-ass Caitlyn Jenner wannabe, do you now?
Well, you know what? How about you tell us your side of the story? Let's do that first.
Gladly.
All right, so...
If you can do it without swearing, Miss Baskin.
Right? Okay, so let's ask you, what caused you to want to run a big cat rescue?
All right. Well, my husband wasn't doing it for me. So, you know, I figured a tiger would have to have a bigger tail if you catch my drift.
Okay. All right. Rob, you know what?
I do not. I
go ahead, man. You can ask the next question. Let me tell you.
Wow. Well, Miss Baskin, that being said, and I appreciate you with tempering your language just a bit while we're live broadcasting live. Do you have a favorite big cat? Someone, you know, a cat that stands apart from the others?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I do love me the Panthers because they're black. And you know what they say about black. If a Panther runs, they'll be back.
Miss Baskin, it's a family-friendly
radio.
That's
what you damn have. Yes, you get your turn later.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So what everybody wants to know, and let's get down and direct, okay? Since you're going to get direct with me and sit there and call my... show a train wreck.
Ouch.
Let me ask you, what happened to your husband?
We're going to do this now, are we? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm okay. I'm calm. I'm okay. So, let me tell you what exactly happened here to my husband. Well, we looks like we got in an argument one night because he caught me having some fun with some of the cats, and he got jealous. Haven't seen him since. And sometimes, I know, though, I think Joe did something, because deep inside, you know, I'm pretty sure he wants to get with me. You know, men, when they give you a lot of attention, they just want to test the water. I mean, meat is great and all, but sometimes you just want a taco on Tuesday. Just saying.
Oh, thank God.
Listen, Judge Tyler, I'll get to you in a minute. Man. Go demanding.
Well, Miss Baskin, if you were not aware, I'm sure you were listening last week. You said you were. We had Joe Exotic on the show, as a matter of fact. He called in from prison. Why is it you dislike Joe Exotic so much? What's going on there?
Well, you know, because he does everything wrong. He never gets caught. He lies like a Democrat, like that Kirsten Trump motherfucker. You know, like, look, Joe has been a pain in my ass ever since he moved here. And he started this crap. He funds those drugs through his zoo, and he's so unprofessional to boot. I wouldn't want my grandkids around that crap, and they've already had a tiger attack over there. His one-two hillbilly paparazzi gives our zoos a bad name. Look, hold on, I'm not saying I have it out for the gay, but it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Okay, all right, okay. Whatever. We got to get civilized. We got to get civilized now.
Hold on, whatever, though. I'll just sit here like Kermit the Frog and drink my tea. Anything else you got to rile me up some more, you goddamn people?
Have you spoken to him since the documentary aired? You and him are very famous.
We're something, and he's framed me like you, like no one's business. He's the one that should be on, you know, on a spit somewhere. But he just opened up that stupid lawsuit that he wouldn't take any of my calls at that jail either. So if Joe thinks I did something to my husband, who I love, by the way, he better hope he don't piss me off, because he's in a cage, and I can find my own tiger. I've done it before, you know. This ain't my first rodeo.
Miss Baskin, I sincerely appreciate you calling into the show today and giving your side of the story. We really appreciate it. You've been, I'm sure you're aware, the large part of the veteran community is listening to you right now. What is next for you? What do you have next in the agenda?
Oh, that is a good question. You know, I'm really glad you asked me that question. I'm trying to tone it down, and I'm real sorry that I got a little heated there. But that's a really good question. So I don't know if you've heard of the dating site FarmersMeet.com, where farmers meet farmers to have other farmers. Well, I think I'm going to start my own called Zoomy. But I tell you what, Rob, I like you. And you can come here any Tuesday, and I'll cook you up some plenty of tacos for you and your big hunk of thin diesel man junk. You anytime. Doesn't even have to be on Tuesday, you know.
Well, tacos are for Tuesday. Hey, Joe, she's all yours, man. Go ahead and finish it up.
Well, you know what? Hey, Ms. Baskins, thank you so much for calling. And just a word of advice, since you gave me a word of advice about my show. When you call in, next time, even when we put you on hold because we're on a music break, be sure to keep near the phone and turn your radio down, okay? All right.
I can do that.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I got so many of these little baby tigers running around me just wanting some of my tacos. And let me tell you, it's a full-time job, let me tell you.
Okay, Miss Baskins.
All right, I'm coming.
Thanks for listening, Miss Baskins. Okay, all right. Well, all right. Well, yeah.
My feed was blowing up through that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. My show's a train wreck. Did you get that?
I did get that. That's not what people are texting me with. But hey, man. Yeah. So, well, people were listening. That's for sure. Appreciate some of the comments there, folks. Wow. That was not one I saw coming. How do we get the Tiger King 1 week and Carol Baskin the next week? This is the best show on radio.
Hey, you know what? Everybody's listening.
Everybody wants it.
If only we could get the video and your picture to show up. It would be an awesome show, let me tell you.
It already is an outstanding show.
Oh, man. It's too funny. Too funny. All right. Well. well, I tell you what. Let me look.
Where were we going after before this phone call?
I have no idea. I'm like lost. I just wow. She was heated, wasn't she? Gosh.
Good Lord, man. And,
oh my gosh.
Never eat a taco again the same way.
Right? Wow. Talk about jack butt. Let me tell you.
That was an aggressive woman, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that documentary, it shined up that turd pretty good because that's not what came over this.
Shined up this turd. That's awesome, dude.
All right, so this is what we're going to do because I got to kind of relax a little bit.
I should say so.
Yeah. We're going to go on a music break, and then when we come back, we're going to listen to all of your comments on the Facebook discussion, what's going on with today's rules. So stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show right here.
This is Abby Martinez. I'm a public figure and model, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody. Once again, we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show. And me and Rob have continuously tried to get this video thing on Skype. It's not going to do it, brother. So I give up on it. But that's okay. So far, I think it's been a great show. We love all the feedback. If you missed it, you can check out the podcast once the radio show ends at the end of this. And remember, we are on iTunes, Spotify, all those good stations or podcast channels, whatever you want to call it. But it is that time, Rob. It is the Facebook discussion.
Well, let's discuss.
Let's discuss.
A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard?
Come by and bring us some good news.
Tidbits.
Okay, so we're turning this up a literally. all right, so Facebook friends, this is your time. This is the discussion. Rob, tell us what we're talking about. Everybody share this as a live share or a video. We want discussions. We want to know around you what kind of stupid stuff is going on. And Rob, kind of explain what our topic is today.
Well, and Patrick kind of hit on it a little bit when we were talking to him. He talked about the gentleman in Brighton, Colorado, that was playing t-ball with his daughter and was arrested by four police officers. Fun twist, the gentleman was a retired police officer, so he was following all of the laws. And, we're just talking about some of the things that it seems like people are getting sick and tired of being stuck inside and being told what they can and can't do. Before the show started today, I read an article about a wing place that is going to be opening up. They just don't have any other options. They can't pay their rent. They can't pay their employees. So they're going to open back up and start serving wings again. What brought this to my attention was I found an article on the Federalist talking about how the title is "The Coronavirus Exposing Little Tyrants All Over the Country." And basically what the article talks about is how governors in certain states and mayors of certain cities are just way overstepping their bounds and stomping and making people, locking people down. And they should not be.
And I get that we are flattening the curve and we are minimizing the spread of this virus. I get that. I am an advocate for that. However, some, you know, in Michigan, they're telling people that they cannot go from house to house. So if your mother-in-law lives across the street and you need to bring her a casserole or check on her or be concerned about her, you're not allowed to walk across the street without the threat of arrest and a fine.
Yeah, you know, I had I shared something to you. I don't know if you posted it on social media or not.
Not yet, but I will.
I'm going to read this because I had told you to post it. Well, I'll read on the show. Just so that people know, here's some updates of what people are doing, which I think it's kind of cool. You know, the community is coming together. I mean, with every positive, there's always a negative. And mm-hmm. we've kind of said the negative stuff, and we'll continue saying the negative stuff. But I want to read this stuff because this is some of the positive stuff that is happening. And if you don't know about it, people, remember these tough times. Remember the businesses that are doing stuff to remember them when this academic thing is over. Okay? If you... So resources for wellness check, United Way because of COVID-19. Relief fund will help with bills, rent, and food. If you need that, call 1-866-211-9966. I just want to make sure I hope our closed captioning works real well and gets that number copied. Whatever your area code is, I don't know if it's in Colorado, if it's different in other states, but dial 211 and you provide zip code and you'll be given a list of local agencies to provide assistance. Another option is to text your zip code to 898-211. And that is available 24/7, 365 days, in 140 languages. Need food and household supplies? We're going to post this, foodfinder.us. Need transportation to your job and stuff? Lyft is offering rides to those with essential transportation needs. It sounds like they're doing that for free.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
A government stimulus package. My wife actually got hers already today. And I've heard a rumor grapevine. I don't know if it's true or not, Rob, but I'm starting to hear the rumor that the stimulus package, it's going to be every month. It's not just a one-time thing. It's going to be an every month thing. So we'll find out. We'll find out next month, right?
Oof, wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be expensive.
Yeah. Halting federal student loan payments interest for 60 days. U.S. federal government unemployment, utility bills, mortgage relief news. Like I said, there's more information. We will post this. Comcast, there's no fee for disconnects. Hotspots, low income, and households get 2 months free service. That's for low incomes. But, you know, I've had Comcast now for God knows how long, and I called them because I told them I didn't know what was going on, and they're like, sir, don't worry about it. We got it. So I think they'll be good with keeping my services, you know, up to like 90 days or something. That's usually what it is. AT&T, no disconnects for 60 days, waiving late payments, fees, unlimited data. Verizon, no disconnects for 60 days, waiving late payments. And, you know, the list goes on, and Rob's in charge of our social media and our marketing and everything. He will post that stuff, if not today, tomorrow.
Oh, no, it'll go up today.
Because Rob's a busy man. Rob is a busy man, let me tell you.
So, you know, I'm part of the CrossFit Games medical support team. I work as a medic for the CrossFit Games.
Right.
We're in a group chat, and Doc Rocket, who is the doctor for CrossFit, just sent me that AT&T for nurses and physicians will give you 3 months of free cellular phone service.
Oh, there you go.
That's awesome.
Yes. That is awesome. And hey, while we're on the air, if you're watching, if there's something like you're a nonprofit or you're a business, we have no problem right now giving you a shout out what you're doing during this economic. If you're giving out free coffee, if you're giving out some, you know, help or whatever, let us know. We will broadcast it. I have no problem with that. There's a huge difference between what you're giving out for free compared to shouting out your business for commercial purposes. You know what I mean, Rob?
Yeah. Hey, or if you want, if you need to, if you're not able to get it to us while we're broadcasting, although we would prefer that, hey, hit us up on our social media platforms.
Right.
Connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Joe, I know we have a Twitch account as well.
Yep.
And we're on, you know, all those platforms. If you want to send us a message through those platforms, we can share those resources available and blast them out to the world. Because, we're trying to help people out as much as we can here.
So a positive thing, I just talked to our producer, and our producer said the new app that I made, it sounds way better than the old app in sound.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And, you know, I just looked. We've got 20 listeners right now on the app, and we've got 4 or 5 people viewing us on the stream. So it's a good thing.
What I was going to... My wife, both my kids, and my mother.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And the 5 people that listen to my podcast all the time is my dad, my wife. Well, my wife don't listen. She'll just hit the play button and then, like, stop it, you know, count it as a play.
And just let it play.
And just let it play.
Awesome, dude.
Hey, do you remember, of course, we're going derailed again.
There we go.
Yeah, that's how we do it here. And hey, when people, like, comment and talk about stuff that they want, hey, we'll stop. But did you ever get involved with Swagbucks?
Swagbucks. No, I don't know what that is.
Swagbucks was an app that you would get on the app, you would play like videos, and you got a point for each video that you would play, and you accumulate so many points, and you could turn those points in for Amazon gift cards.
Really?
Really.
Is that sort of like those Marlboro Miles?
I have no idea. Marlboro Miles, you don't smoke.
Well, I've been thinking about starting.
Well, you know, if you do start, at least you're creating American jobs.
See? See?
Until my wife came up, she's like, yes, honey. And you realize that half of those jobs are probably in Mexico. And I'm like, oh, that's so negative.
Are Marlboros made in the States? I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
I haven't had a cigarette since high school, dude.
But, yeah, anyways. So Swagbucks that did the Amazon gift cards. I used to do that. They don't do it anymore, but it was a trick. All right, so getting back to the subject when he was talking about stupid rules, I want to do an interview with them. It's called Dirty Dogs Roadhouse. And, you know, I said something about this in the first of the program. And when I was talking to you about it, I'd like to talk to a business in an interview and find out, like, you know, what they're going through. You know, we already know what people are going through. I want to know what businesses are going through. We think we know what businesses are going through, but we don't exactly. Because I know that when we first started, when we went over there to eat, he was getting all upset because people were 6 feet away from each other. And you can't control what people do.
Well, and that one dude was giving him a hard time about it.
Yeah.
And it, like, dude, he doesn't make the laws. He's just trying to keep his business from being shut down if a cop comes by.
Exactly. Exactly. So I would. I'd like to get talking to them. But with that being said, Rob, it is me and your favorite time. It is time for the Tribute to the Troops segment. Gosh, the show's almost over, man.
That's insane. How's it been 2 hours already?
I know, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Tribute to the Troops.
Sponsored by High Style and XP. Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Sergeant Cameron Medock was born April the 14th, 1992, in Texas. He joined the Army and was assigned to Company A of the 2nd Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment. Sergeant Medock was deployed to the Badghis Province in the northwestern region of Afghanistan. On January the 12th, 2019, he was involved in a small arms firefight and sustained life-threatening injuries. He was transferred to Germany, where he succumbed to his injuries on January 17, 2019. He received a Purple Heart Medal. Sergeant Medock is survived by his wife, Stevie, who was pregnant with their first child, a boy. On behalf of MBR and everyone here at the H Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to the family. And as always, thank you for your service and sacrifice. Sergeant Cameron A. Medock, end of watch, January 17th, 2019.
There we go. All right, everybody. So, once again, we're going to get ready to go on a music break. But we wanted to say for sure one more thing. We really thank Chris East for doing the Tribute to the Troop every week. I think it's so important. What do you think, Rob?
I think the most powerful segment of radio ever produced.
Yeah.
Making sure that those names are never forgotten and those men and women who've gave for their country are never forgotten. And if we do nothing else in this program, that's the most important thing we can do.
Now we're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, we'll be hitting the 2-minute warning. But before we go into the 2-minute warning, me and Rob are just, you know, we're just going to easy does it. Talk to everybody, you know, one last time to, you know, chit-chat, get to know you listeners a little bit more, because we have a lot listening, we have a lot watching, and we're gonna do that before we get a 2-minute warning, because we have some time, Rob. I don't know how, but I guess I kind of misjudged the time. Okay, go, imagine that, right? So, everybody, we're going to go on a music break, right? We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back off that music break, we'll hit the 2-minute warning and we're going to talk to you because we want to hear from you. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening.
This is Bill Emmel, retired U.S. Army. I'm the founder and executive director of 22 Warriors Foundation, and you're listening to the H-Train.
All right, and we are back, and you're listening to the H-Train Show, the show that shows and highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. And it's me, and I don't know why, but the there we go. I'm like, why can't we hear me? I don't know what's going on. Earlier, I was telling Rob that I went to mute the mic so I didn't play music, and it went screech. And, yeah, I've just been having a heck
of... close to the imitation you gave, man. Don't do it.
I've just been having a heck of a time today. I don't know what's going on.
You got to squeeze one. You got to raise your head.
That's too funny. All right. Well, hey. Let's see what we got for listeners, because I just looked and I thought I had clicked the right button, and of course I didn't click the video. It's still on the H Train intro thing, so I'm like Pete Rose. I'm batting 100 today.
Six. What is that? What fire department is that shirt you're wearing?
Kokomo Fire Department.
Where's Kokomo? Is that
Kokomo is in a small town in Indiana, my hometown.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. I'm wearing an FDNY Barbell Club shirt that my buddy Sasha gave to me. Nice. He is a New York City firefighter.
Nice. And me and Rob decided to wear our firefighter shirts. Trust me, I'm not Stolen Valor or Stolen Fire or anything.
or whatever you would call it.
But, yeah. But I like to collect these shirts. You know, my whole life, I always wanted to be a firefighter. Either a firefighter or a police officer. It was kind of my dream, kind of my path. I don't know if you know this, Rob, or not. But it was kind of my dream. It was kind of my path that when I got out of the military, I was going to be a police officer or I was going to be a firefighter. And unfortunately, I got injured after 10 years in the military. So that didn't happen. I couldn't even get a job at the post office. One of the reasons why, and you know, it's a kind of a long story to make it short. When I got back, like, I didn't know that I had TBI. I was like any other veteran. They say, oh, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't have TBI. I don't have PTSD or anything. I got a job at Walgreens, and I was at Fort Carson, and I didn't tell anybody. And nobody, like, stopped and asked me if I was okay, but, like, I blacked out. And my truck went over the ramp and hit right into the dirt mound. You know, when you're driving back from Fort Carson and you're heading to into town and that highway where you got those dirt mounds.
I do. I absolutely do.
So I went over that curve right before that stoplight, and I hit the dirt right into my truck. Did some damage in the front, and you know, I didn't say anything. Nobody like stopped by, hey, are you okay? I just pushed it in reverse and just drove and just told my insurance I hit a parked car because I was embarrassed. I didn't want anybody to know what was going on. And, you know, a lot of veterans, when they come back, they don't want to say that they have an injury or that they have a TBI. They make excuses. And
agree.
That's the reason why I created the show. Because I had a distant cousin call me. It was during the possible shutdown of the government during Obama's time. And she's like, hey, I've got a I've got a fiance that's active duty. He's getting ready to be shut down. We're worried about bills and stuff. How do we make this? How do we live possible? Do you have any resources? Because we called this one nonprofit and they said he wasn't injured enough. And I'm like, well, that's not the only nonprofit. There's lots of nonprofits. I don't know, Rob. Did I tell you the story already before?
You have not. Okay. And I was just going to say to you that if you have not ever done it, I know you and I have only been working together for a couple of months.
Right.
I would love to hear you tell your whole story of your injury on air one day.
Yeah, I think I could probably do that. But, you know, the reason why I started the show is because in the military, it seems like everything's a secret, right, Rob? And
yep.
I didn't want that to be like that in the civilian life, especially for our veterans. So
people keep information. They feel like if they've got the information, they're in a better spot.
So, you know, I did the whole skiing thing. I got the public platform because I went to Sochi. And, you know, unfortunately, if I just got out of the military and I worked a couple of years at McDonald's frying up fries or putting together sandwiches and I created the show, probably nobody would give me much attention. You know, look at this guy. You know, what is he? He's a sandwich maker or something. But I felt like since I have been to Sochi and I kind of had the public eye, I wanted to do something for our veterans. So I created the show and we investigate nonprofits that make less than $85,000 a year. And mm-hmm. we show the community which ones you can open your checkbook to and which ones are focused on the family. And the ones mm-hmm. that are focused on the family, the veterans listen and they're like, well, heck, I need help. You know, I just got back from a deployment, and I'm having troubles with my wife or with my son. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get hooked up with Project Sanctuary because Project Sanctuary is a great nonprofit that connects families once they get back from deployment. Or,
yeah, they are.
Or oh, crap. I've got stress, and, you know, I can't really do anything with all these other nonprofits. So, hey, the Motorcycle Relief Project, Fund?
No, you got it right, man. Okay. Motorcycle Relief Project, you're exactly right.
So you get a ride on motorcycles, you guys go on like dirt hills and, dirt, yep. you know, kind of thing.
We do go rrr. Yes, we do. You have to do that inside your helmet. Yeah, you have to.
I mean, unfortunately, they don't really have anything for people like me that are paralyzed on the left side. But you know, there's a lot of nonprofits out there that does stuff for disabled, and less nonprofits that do things for individuals that have, you know, the invisible injury. So that's the reason why we have this show. So that's the reason why I started it, Rob.
Which is a powerful, powerful tool. It is a very powerful tool. I love that every time, every Monday night while you and I are broadcasting, I have to charge my phone before we start broadcasting because my phone blows up with text messages and Facebook messages and Twitter messages and all that stuff. So, hey, man, it means that we're reaching people, and that's the important part. Veterans, if you need help, if you need a resource, reach out.
Yes, because I just had a veteran from Germany reach out to me and said, hey, Joel, you know, he was in my squad. He's like, everybody's been telling me that I needed to reach out to you. I'm in Germany. I'm having a hard time getting this paperwork written. I'm like, you need to find a VSO. Can you help me? I made a few calls, got a phone number, and got him. And if you're in Germany or overseas and you're a veteran and you need help, a VSO or anything like that, reach out to me. I will give you that number. We will hook you up.
This is a radio show all about resources. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Hey, guess what time it is?
Is it the time for the two-minute warning?
A two-minute warning!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
What did you learn today?
It's hard to take everything that I learned over the last 2 hours and compress it into a quick 2-minute warning, but I learned that Carol Baskins is an aggressive woman. Good Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to have to beep this out, but Carol Baskins is a hold on.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm going to play it because, number one, we are still in this academic, so.
This house is a fucking prison!
Okay? And Carol Baskins, this button's for you.
This sucks camel dicks!
There you go.
Wow. So, yeah, I learned that Carol Baskin is an aggressive woman, and I learned how the show got started. So, yeah, it's been a very productive day.
Oh, I got to play. Did I already play the? Hold on.
You're fucking hot!
I love that. Okay, we got to get out of here. It's that time, folks. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen. That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast of this radio show comes on right after the show ends, after this broadcast. We go off the air tonight. And before we get to that final thing that me and him always messes up, our guest next week is Christine Sanders, I believe that's her name. She's an author of a new book, so make sure you tune in next week. And once again, Rob, we're here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice. Yeah, I don't know if that made it or not.